Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to our Sunday morning show, The Playground. Jeff Childs, Josh Zinke to my left, Tony O. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Doing great. In the playground.
That's right. Well, Michigan gets their second win of the season, 51-14 over the Knights of UCF yesterday. And a lot of things for Michigan to clean up from this game, a lot of things to work on, but looking at the final score overall, very happy with this game. Sort of what I expected in this game, Michigan to roll UCF by 4-5 touchdowns. And gentlemen, I think this was a game where, first off, I think we got to get into Wilton Spate. I think the performance that he gave yesterday and sitting back in the pocket, making good throws, making his reads, really feeling comfortable yesterday in the game was something that I noticed because, yes, the pressure got to him a little bit in this game. He was feeling the pressure, and I think that's something that will help him later on. But he started off the game with a 45-yard throw to Amara Darbo. And what I saw in that play was just his touch, his ability to fit that ball in there. And I don't think that's a play that Michigan last year under Jake Rudock makes, but Wilton Spate in this game was on point. And he really made up for Michigan's struggles in the running game.
Yeah, he absolutely did. I mean, he ended the day 25 for 37, over 300 yards passing, four touchdowns. And like you said, he handled the pressure well. I think he took two sacks in the game, but it didn't seem to faze him too much. He looked like a mid-season form quarterback yesterday.
Yeah, he did. And Jake Rudock last season, we all know what he did, setting records and passing for 3,000 yards, but Spate in this game, I think to me, just looked comfortable with his receivers. Jake Butt had 7 catches, 86 yards. Amara Darbo, a really big day, 5 catches, 111 yards. J.U. Chesson, Khalid Hill got in on the mix, Ian Bunting. So he spread the ball around, and he really led some drives where you thought, hey, you know, this is what we expect from Michigan later on in the year, but, you know, if the running game isn't there and it's faltering like we saw yesterday, Jay-Z, Spate is going to be that constant. He's going to be that rock.
Yeah, I looked at it as that on the end zone, we talked about how what we can do is to stop more of their run by putting 8 in the box. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch the game and see, because it looks like, now that I'm looking at the stats, it almost looks like that's what they did to us. They put a lot of guys up front and said, all right, you're going to have to go over top of us to beat us. And he did a great job doing that. No picks in the game, and that's great. You can't have that happen, because no matter what opponent it is, you have to have great passing to equal it out. I mean, the running game really wasn't there, not compared to the game beforehand. And did they load the box? I have to go back and rewatch that. But he did the job of going over top of them, and you see that with the 51 points.
Yeah, and for this game, I mean, UCF, they did what sort of Michigan did last week in the running game and really churned out yards on the ground, really, really thanks to a few good plays. And, of course, Adrian Killens in the second quarter, that 87-yard run where he broke contain and got around the edge, was a big part of that yardage.
Yeah, it was his only rush of the game, and it went for 87 yards.
Yeah, well, I mean, those plays are going to happen, but
yeah, practice is going to be tough for the guys, I do believe, on defense. There's a couple guys that made great stops, but Harbaugh's not going to say, hey, throughout the game, everybody was there, made their adjustments, because we saw there was big failures, and that's why we saw the big yardage gains. You don't want to see teams beat you like that. You'd rather have them slowly march down the field to actually score the touchdown. And the two scores, they were big games, and I know it's going to be tough. Don Brown's not going to like that at all.
No.
After 2 weeks, though, it does seem like what an offense can do against our defense, if they want to exploit it, is get an athlete the ball on the edge.
Yep.
And if they can just break one, maybe two tackles, they can get 35, 40 yards pretty easily.
Yeah, all they got to do is make it to that outside, and once they get around that first guy, it seems like there's a lot of room to run after that.
Yeah, and that's a thing where you knew going into this game that in the past, historically, Michigan has struggled with defending the spread and defending those athletes in space. And a lot of people talked about Don Brown and the over-aggressive, the hyper-aggressive defense, and that there's a tendency to maybe run past the play or let something like that happen. But I think with the athletes Michigan has defensively and that scheme, like, Don Brown is not going to run, and he said this, he's not going to run a vanilla defense. This is a defense that they will make plays when they have to, and this will bode well, I think, for Michigan later on in the year when they have to play Indiana, when they have to play Ohio State. Those are teams that gashed Michigan last year, and they're really going to pose problems this year. But this game, Michigan got through it 51-14. I think overall kind of what we expected with a win like this.
Yeah, I kind of thought there would be a shutout happening, and I know when I came back, I walked in, you said, hey, they scored. I kind of pounded the desk because I didn't want to see that to happen.
Yeah, you're upset.
I just didn't want to see the big play, and that happened more than once. The one time the guy stopped himself because of the injury, he took him out, it was out for the rest of the game. The other one, he didn't stop until he reached the end zone. So, no, big plays, Michigan not have that because it just changed the momentum from one side to the other really quick.
Yeah, it did, and again, Michigan wins 51-14. Well, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to think about this game. Michigan wins 51-14. Give us a call here in the playground, 734-998-1050. You can also follow us on Twitter, WTKA_playground, if you'd like to interact with us. Jeff Childs, ITH, is my Twitter handle. And we're talking about the offense right now. Wilton Spate, what he did in this game, and really showed a lot of poise in a game where, on the other aspect of the offense, the running game, Michigan was not impressive at all. But Wilton Spate in this game, I think his performance bodes well for the rest of the season. And, gentlemen, the quarterback position at Michigan takes a lot of scrutiny over the years, and there's a lot of pressure on that position. But I think Wilton Spate, and for everybody that wanted John O'Korn to be the guy, to be the number one guy this season, I think Spate has acquitted himself well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's pretty clear at this point that Harbaugh is decisively choosing Spate. I thought it was really interesting, and I was frankly, I was surprised by how long Spate was left in before they decided to put O'Korn in to give him a couple reps. I mean, it seems pretty clear now that when Harbaugh picks a guy, he picks a guy.
He's going to stick with that guy and ride him the whole season. But yeah, Wilton Spate, 25 out of 37, 312 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, but the most important number, 0 interceptions, which is the biggest thing on the day. Michigan finished with 13 passing first downs to UCF's 2. And, total yardage, Michigan outgained UCF 447 to 331. We'll get into, I think, the running game later on in the show and some issues I saw blocking with Michigan's offensive line. They definitely had some problems getting to the second level, getting some pushback on the offensive line. We'll talk player participation later on in the show and really what you expect going forward the rest of the season. The competition is getting incrementally better. UCF this week, we have Colorado, Wisconsin, or Penn State, Wisconsin in the weeks to come. So give us a call if you'd like to jump on into the playground. We're happy to be on the air with you this morning. WTKA's Playground, give us a call, 734-998-1050. And when we get back, gentlemen, we will talk about the defense, and we will talk about some shining stars for Michigan that really emerged in this game. We'll be back after this on WTKA's Playground on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket.